Good morning, everyone, and welcome to week 32. This is our world's preview show on the podcast. The wheels have already started, granted, but we will be focusing on the men's and to some extent the women's road race, although I'm not going to profess to be an expert on that subject. Won't stop us having a little crack at predicting the winners, though, will it? And what a decent week as well it has been. The weather's finally gone, I think, for good for this year. And that's meant the winter bike coming out. So fantastic times for me. It means digging the single speed out and trying to rig the power meter up on it, which wasn't quite as much fun. And then a couple of hours bimble in the wind-lashed fens to test it out on Sunday morning. And after being up and out before first light on Saturday in the rain, it was quite nice, actually, to be out and about on Sunday and actually trick and cheat the rain. I got back, literally had parked the bike in the garage, clipped the Garmin off the handlebars, and then the rain started tip-tip-tip-tip-tipping on the top of the conservatory roof. They're the mornings you love, aren't they? You feel like you've got an extra boost from your training if you've managed to avoid a soaking by the skin of your teeth. So I think that's going to be the plan for the next few months, is to just get out on the single speed and top that up with some sessions, some intervals and things in the garage. And quite a few, I think, people have started following me on Strava now as a result of the podcast. And much to the resistance of my coach, I'm leaving my workouts on there public at the moment. He wants them private. They all do, don't they? There's got to be an element of secrecy to it somehow along the line, of course. So yeah, I'm looking forward to the winter and wintering well, and I hope you guys are as well. And we'll see you out there on the roads, and we'll try and get through it mutually. I've seen that, as usual, the newspapers, the high quality editions that are the Sun and the Daily Express, have said that we can expect 3 months of being solidly snowed in. I don't expect that to be the case by any stretch of anyone's imagination. Excuse me. So we shall see. If it is, then the turbos are going to get a bit of a hammering. But it'll be nice if we can get out and about, won't you? So yeah, there's plenty of group rides going on if you are in the Peterborough area and that Fen area. There's rides going from Ramsey, Yaxley, Cathedral Square, Helpston. So, you know, get yourself along and get involved, because it's a lot easier to get through the misery of the winter if you're riding with other people. So yeah, what's been happening in the week since we last spoke? There has been the conclusion, finally, of the European road season. It seems to have had a tail like no other this year, because of the Worlds being in Qatar and being slightly later to accommodate, hopefully, some slightly more tolerable temperatures. We saw Paris-Tours on Sunday, usually the Sprinters Classic, and it was a sprinter that won, but it was a sprinter that won with what I can only describe as a Cancellara-esque lone late move. Fernando Gaviria, we've talked about him on the podcast before, actually, when he came close to winning Milan-San Remo, and his strength all round in the classics, in the one-day racing, and he just rode away from the sprinters as they lined up. It was incredible. Arnaud Démare, Matteo Trentin, Mark Cavendish were all left pretty seamlessly in his wake, and you've got to say that if there's any sort of wind or anything that makes the world slightly more difficult than the course has looked from, you know, time trials and other events that have been held so far, then you've got to say he suddenly from nowhere has emerged as a red hot favourite. We've talked about Arnaud Démare a lot on this show. He's coming back into form, and all of the people that were kind of looking, okay, France have got three great sprinters in Nasser Bahani, Brian Cockard and Arnaud Démare. The one in form, as we kind of got through the August period, was Démare. Cockard seemed to peak for the Tour and some of the pre-Tour races that he dominated, like the 4 days of Dunkirk, whereas Démare won Milan-San Remo in March and then vanished off the face of the earth pretty much. But he's back. He won the last but one Belgian Classic of the season, and he was second in Paris-Tours. So we've got a good feeling for Demare. A French world champion would be amazing on the roads of the Tour de France next summer. I'm sure that's in the mind. I think the problem is that the French team have got two riders to work for in Demare and Buhani. They don't like each other. They'll have their own respective lead-out men and lead-out trains. You just wonder whether France is spreading themselves too thin. Germany have kind of gone about it a slightly different way for this road race. They have got André Greipel as their designated team leader, and obviously their team will be working for him. The difference being that they've also thrown in Marcel Kittel and said, OK, Kittel, you're a wild card. You won't get the team support. You won't necessarily get the lead-out, but if you benefit from it, fair play. So very interesting tactics. Of course, neither of them currently ride for a German team, so it's a sponsored team. So the Worlds is fascinating because you've got riders who have 11 months, 3 weeks and 6 days worth of loyalty to a sponsor, and teammates of different nationalities suddenly coming together to ride for the greater common good of their nation. And that's where I think Britain have done pretty well in the past. There's obviously Copenhagen and Mark Cavendish's win there to talk about. I think he'll be among the favourites this year. I don't necessarily see the British team being able to control the race from the gun to that finishing straight and deliver Cavendish. I think there'll just be too many people possibly thinking, I think it'll come down to a sprint, but I think there'll be a lot of teams who want to try and maybe do it a different way, and I think the Team GB will use themselves up. There's been a lot of emotional energy spent in recent weeks over a whole host of subjects in the British team. So with that in mind, I wonder whether they'll just come up short on the day. And I think part of the difference between that squad of this year and the squad of 2011 when Cavendish won, I think, is the fact that David Miller was on that team, and love him or loathe him, but he's actually a pretty decent guy on the road in terms of knowing what will happen and when breaks will come and go. So I think it's going to be a sprint. I'm going to go for... I'm going to stick my neck out and go for Gaviria, because I think the way that he won Paris-Tours was that dominant that I can't see any... If it comes down to, you know, a blanket finish on a finishing straight, there's no way that he'll get beaten. There you go. There's my confident prediction. So that's him. That's him cursed. Expect someone we've never heard of from a country we've never heard of to win. So that's the men's road race. The women's road race, I think if it's coming down to a sprint, you've got to look for Anna van der Breggen. She seems to be the sprinter with the most. The Dutch team, of course, will be looking to have a point to prove after their Olympics was dominated not by their results and performances on the road or the track, but more by the fact that one of their riders managed to face plant in the you know, and get all the YouTube hits for that horrific crash. So I see her as the favourite for the women's. If it's a flat out straight sprint, I don't think Lizzie Armistead, now Deignan, will be able to compete. And elsewhere in our team, I think that we'll still all be we'll be working for Lizzie. So yeah, men's will go for Gaviria, women's will go for Anna van der Breggen. And so the events we've had so far, now I've only actually caught the men's team time trial so far. What a snore fest that was. I think that the course was terrible in its design. You know, we talked a bit about the atmospheric conditions and things last week. The actual humidity and stuff, you saw Jos van Emden of Lotto, if you watch the highlights, just suddenly took his turn and then suddenly he was gone. Straight out the back, heat, humidity, whatever had affected him. So I think that's going to be interesting. For the actual time trial, I think Tony Martin's going to win that. And we shall see from there. Now, we've run out of our 10 minutes that rapidly this week. So we'll be back with a full review. We'll have the time trials and the road races of the Worlds. And then we'll have to think of something to podcast for the rest of the winter. In the meantime, get in touch with us, Svendrian.eu, and Facebook and Twitter on the same handle. In the meantime, get out there and enjoy the autumn before the weather properly hits. You never know. The Daily Express, they might be right for once. Take care. We'll speak to you next week. See you on the podcast. Bye-bye.